Yeah, our Weaver Rockets went to 3-5 last year, going 3-3, though, in their district. Sure, they'll be an 8-man District 1. Just a few changes in the district. We're talking right now with the co-head coaches in Austin Stolk and Isaac Shavers. And guys, as always, appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
So let's start off with the change in the districts. Do you guys like the district? It's not much different, but a little different than maybe what you've had the past 2 years?
Not much has changed. We had a few new teams, but we played them before in recent history. So I think all in all, we're in a pretty competitive district, and anyone probably can make the playoffs, make those three spots in our district. So all the games should be pretty competitive.
Austin, for you then, do you like seeing a lot of the same teams kind of on a regular basis in the district, or would you prefer to see the district change up some? It's hard to build rivalries that way. You're also a little more familiar with these teams, but they're also familiar with you.
I would say we're not bothered with seeing the same teams. You know what? They're kind of what their schemes and stuff are offensively and defensively. You know, and for us, you know, vice versa. For them, you know, kind of knowing our schemes, we kind of run a lot of different things across the board, especially offensively. It doesn't really matter what your schemes are. You have to just go out and execute. So, you know, as far as who we're going to play, you know, if we do our jobs offensively, be in the right spots and be in the right spots, especially defensively, you know, we'll be just fine if we're executing at 100% on every play.
Isaac, how did the off season go for you guys?
I think we've been pretty good. This summer we went to a central camp and guys got really great. We played against great competition, teams that made a playoff last year and some out-of-state teams that made playoffs. So a lot of good competition, and the guys definitely improved skills from year one to year two, which glad to see, and hopefully we can keep building on the momentum here.
Austin, what's been the focus since fall practice started, and what are you guys wanting to get done here before game one?
Jeff, it's a matter of, you know, last year we were really young, but we played a lot of young guys, and so kind of know the ropes, and mentally they're doing such a good job mentally. They really are doing a good job, and we have a few freshmen that came up and a couple kids that decided to go out that, you know, they're a little bit behind the eight ball mentally, which we totally expected, but they're really catching on quick. Like Coach said, we went to a central camp, a team camp down in Pella. Down at that camp, you do a lot of scrimmaging and stuff, so, you know, we were kind of forced to mentally work on some of our play combinations and stuff before that. So it was nice to, you know, get back to camp and dial things back down to the basics and the fundamentals of everything. You know, so that's kind of where we started out last week. And this week, we're definitely piggybacking off of that, adding a lot more fundamental stuff, you know, and the mental side of things will come. But, you know, if we don't have our technique down, if we're not in the right spots, we're not taking the right steps, we're not running sharp routes, nothing else matters if you're not doing that stuff correct in the first place.
You guys were so balanced offensively last year. If I remember correctly, only about 14 differences as far as play calls. You like 193 rush and 207 pass, or I think flip those numbers maybe. But still planning on being that balanced again this year offensively?
That's the hope, Jeff. And like I said, the Regaler boys, you know, they'll be solid running backs for us again if they're able to stay healthy. They're quick, they're shifty, they got good speed. And they're running behind a couple good horses up front, Tyson Monglan and Emmett Newman as a junior. They got a lot of experience. And Weston Toft as well will step up in there as a guard for us. And they do a really good job. Weston's got a good motor for us. And then on the edge, we got Jonathan Rieselman, as well as Devin Ehlers, Harlan Molina. Those guys, they're experienced. They know what's going on. And they're a year older. And they're bigger. And they're stronger. And they're getting smarter day by day. Yeah, as far as a balanced attack goes, that's definitely the plan, is keep things balanced. And, you know, if we can get the running game established first, that'll open things up in the passing game.
Austin, let's stay with you for a second here on the offensive side. You mentioned, you know, Wyatt and Wade. If those two can stay healthy, they'll be a focal point. But who are some of the other guys that maybe you see taking a step forward on the offensive end and helping those guys in the production?
Blaine Smith as our projected quarterback. You know, Blaine came in last year as a sophomore, and he essentially played as a freshman at the quarterback position because the year before that, Will Regaler kind of took all the reps in games on Friday nights. But, you know, Blaine last year, you know, to start out the year, you know, he's a little bit skittish in the pocket, which is completely understandable. You're essentially a sophomore acting as a freshman, jumping into a varsity pocket, you know, and as the year went on, Blaine did a really good job of progressing into trusting his pocket and trusting the guys up front and making the right decisions. And Blaine's a really smart football player for us at the quarterback position. He throws a nice ball for us, and he's got legs to run the ball when we need to. You know, Damon Thompson will come in as a freshman, and he's kind of learning the role as a fullback player. You know, our guys up front, Devin Ehlers, Jonathan Rieselman, and Harley Molina as tight ends, we kind of expect them to be able to – they do a lot of things as well. They have just as much of the workload between – blocking schemes, running different routes, different combination routes. And, you know, they also will come in motion and get the ball sometimes and act as running backs. We kind of have a lot of different schemes going on offensively, but it's so nice with this group of guys. You know, they're all experienced. You know, that first unit that we have out there, they've been through the ringer on a lot of different play calls. So it's pretty easy to you know, just call something on the fly, and they do a really good job of adapting to it.
Isaac, let's shift over to the defensive side. First thought, what do you want to see from the defense this year, and where do you want to see improvement?
Last year, we kind of lacked pass coverage. But like I said, this year at the Central Camp, pass coverage definitely improved. Just got to kind of work on the fine-tune things. When we get in zone, obviously communicate, figure out who we're covering the zone. Don't bite on, obviously, combo route. Front line, obviously, we had good pressure. We just got to have a more consistent pressure. But again, at the Central Camp, we showed pretty good with that. So I'm happy to look forward to this year.
Pretty much everybody coming back from last year. So is guys going to be in the same positions, or will there be guys changing up? And right now, I know you guys are still fighting for positions, but who are the guys that are fighting for the spots?
I mean, right now, it's basically could be close to as what we did last year. Just obviously, Weston is going to probably step up, take Timothy's dose spot, which would be kind of hard to replace. But again, Weston's a really good guy. Again, everyone's going to be kind of the same. We kind of like them where they're at now. Again, great young guys. They know what's up, and they're bunch of headhunters here.
Austin, 15 guys out this year, most of those sophomores. That means conditioning going to be a huge part of getting the guys ready, because in eight-man football, it seems like, you know, a lot of times kids play almost every snap of the game, so you're probably trying to build some depth. But got to joke a little bit with you guys. You guys both probably young enough. Are you guys going out and getting in on the conditioning with the guys?
That's an absolutely no, Jeff. It's kind of the same pattern year in, year out. We know that we're small as far as numbers go. But what's really nice, you know, I think we have 8 or 9 sophomores out, and, you know, 6 of them played both sides of the football last year. So they know what it takes. You know, I would say the hardest thing is in 8-man football with a small team is getting guys to invest in each and every single day. That's a process. You know, we have 3 sets of conditioning every practice for these first couple of weeks. That's just the way it has to be to get our bodies in shape. You know, and I think most guys are buying into that. And what's another thing that's really nice is we're really getting some nice leadership out of Harley Molina and Emmett Newman as seniors, and then our 2 juniors and Wade Regaller and Blaine Smith. And then we even have some sophomores that are, you know, really hyping up a couple of the freshmen and a couple of those sophomores that have never played, you know, right in the middle of a drill when everybody's gassed and they're hooting and hollering a little bit to get the guys going. You know, they know what it takes. It's not the most fun at times in practice right now, but they understand that it pays off on Friday nights. If you give your 100% effort here in practice, it's going to transfer over to Friday nights in 4th quarters.
Isaac, let's take a look at that schedule in district. You guys, it's kind of nice this year where you're home, then you're on the road, you're home on the road all the way through the year. Your 2 non-district games, Exire-Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and then at Glidden-Ralston. The district again this year, St. Mary's of Remsen, Booyer Valley, Newell Fonda, Siouxland Christian, Woodbine, and West Harrison. How do you like how the schedule breaks down?
I like how it's scheduled pretty well. Definitely with having closer away games, because our closest away game last year was Fort Dodge, which was kind of a miserable drive, and having wrestling games far than that. So this year, obviously, away games kind of nice to be a little closer. But all in all, our schedule, I think it's really nice. We have pretty well competition all the way across the board. It's games that we pretty much all the games we should be able to compete in. Instead of looking at, like, last year we were young, we look at Remsen like, well, try to survive this game. This year, I think with Remsen and Newell, both top 5, top 10 teams in the state, I think we should compete pretty well with them.
Well, guys, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the season getting underway. I know I think I see you guys early in the year, maybe in that game over at Glidden-Ralston. So we wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you joining us here today, and have a great rest of the off-season getting ready.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
You bet. Co-head coaches again, Isaac Schaefers and Austin Stolk with the Arweva Rockets. We'll step away back to preview more of the high school football preview show coming up with Sean Burks from the Ogden Wheelers. That's coming up next here on KCIM.